50 is a fairly large number. Here are 50 squares, 50 circles, 50 states. With all these states, how do you find a way to describe and understand the United States as one nation? Suppose you wanted to describe this garden. Would you try to describe every single bloom? No. It's more efficient to say, there's a row of white flowers in front, and behind that a row of purple, and then orange behind that, and so on. This description puts the flowers into groups. Now suppose you want to study this large chunk of land. Do you have to explore every single state? No. Put them into groups. The groups are formed according to what the states have in common. The groups are called regions. Regions have flexible boundaries, boundaries that aren't fixed like those of the states. Regional boundaries shift according to the kind of region you want to study. If you formed regions on the basis of the language that people speak, the entire country would become one region because most Americans speak English. The regions we form will be based on common landforms, common climate, and common resources. These regions are the West, the Rocky Mountain states, the North Central states, the Northeast, the Southeast, and the Southwest. Each region is in some way linked with all the others. Here's an example. Suppose someone's driving to the grocery store. The car was made in the North Central states, and some of the oil in the car came from the Southwest. At the store, a lady buys lettuce, and that lettuce was grown in the West. The fish fillets in the freezer came from the Northeast. That corn was harvested in the North Central region. The oranges originated in the Southeast. The cashier makes change with coins that are made of minerals mined in the Rocky Mountain states. So a brief trip to the grocery store shows the constant and complicated interplay between the regions of America. The Northeast region doesn't take up much space on the map, but some of its states are heavily populated. Here's a satellite view of some Northeastern states: Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. The Atlantic Ocean is seen in the upper part of the picture. New York City, the largest city in the nation, is in the Northeast. This city is tightly packed and densely populated. Many different kinds of people live here. Noisy stockbrokers scramble around the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. While not far away, painters and other artists work quietly in solitude. Parts of New York are calm and clean. Others loud and filthy. The lights, busy sidewalks are exciting for some people, but irritating to others. Maybe this lady should leave New York City and head for the forests, hills, and mountains of the Northeast. The Appalachian Highlands cover much of the region. Colorful autumns and the Atlantic coast are among the natural wonders of the Northeast. Several states of the Southeast also lie along the Atlantic Ocean. Here's a satellite view of the largest Southeastern state, Florida. Usually, the temperature in these states is warm and humid, perfect weather for growing cotton, tobacco, and other crops. Industry is strong here, too. Shipbuilding, paper, and clothing are among the major Southeastern industries. One of the large cities in the region is Memphis, Tennessee. Another is Washington, D.C. This is the capital of the United States. Here is the Washington Monument. Here's where Congress makes the nation's laws. Many stately buildings line the broad streets of our nation's capital. There's a tradition of good music in parts of the Southeast. Nashville, Tennessee is the home of country music. New Orleans, Louisiana, the home of jazz. Jazz is one form of music that America claims as its own. And it's thrived in New Orleans since the early 1900s. Music, agriculture, interesting cities, and good temperatures. These are some of the features of the Southeast. Now to the middle of the country, to the north-central states. Here's a satellite view of Chicago, Illinois, the largest city in the region. It lies along Lake Michigan, one of the Great Lakes. This city is famous for its skyscrapers. Architects from all over the world visit Chicago to see its giant oblongs of steel and glass. The city also plays a key role in moving goods around the country. Trains and trucks shuttle more goods through Chicago than through any other American city. The region that Chicago belongs to, the North Central region, is nicknamed the Heartland. Your heart supplies your body with blood. And this region supplies the nation with many of its basic needs. Things like cars, corn, wheat, and hogs. Here's Detroit, Michigan, the hub of the nation's auto industry. More cars are made here than anywhere else in America. Americans love cars. There are so many cars in this country that every single American could go driving at the same time and not a single person would have to sit in the back seat. During the winter, drivers in the north central states grapple with slippery roads and lots of snow. Cold blasts of wind, sub-zero temperatures. This is typical of winter in these states. Much of the Southwest, on the other hand, stays warm and dry through the winter. This is a wide-open, colorful part of the country. High over the state of Utah, we see the rough, rocky land that covers much of the region. The Grand Canyon is one of the most famous sights of the Southwest. In parts of the region, there are adobe houses, which have been built by Native Americans. Mexico lies just south of these states, and Mexican culture plays a large role in the Southwest. Houston, Texas, the region's largest city, is a center for America's space program, and also the top city in the country for oil refining. Work in the oil business draws many people to the area, and many older, retired people like it here, too. Some feel healthier in the hot, dry air. Now to the Rocky Mountain states, which are named for the mountain range that dominates them. From above the planet, the snowy peaks of the mountains seem to mingle with the clouds. This is a large part of the country, but only a small portion of Americans, around 1 in 30, live here. This is partly due to the land. It's practically impossible to build big cities on terrain like this. Winters here can be wicked, with foot after foot of snow piling up. The snow, however, is vital to the region's skiing industry. Mining is another major industry of the Rocky Mountain states. This is a copper mine in Utah. Some copper from here ends up in Denver, Colorado, where a mint makes millions of pennies and other coins each year. Denver is the biggest city in the region. Not far from Denver is Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado. Giant slabs of rock make this a tremendous place for concerts in the summer. Another highlight of the Rocky Mountain states is Yellowstone Park. It has an abundance of wildlife and over 200 geysers. Now we turn to the states of the West. Los Angeles, California is the biggest city in the region and the second biggest in the nation. Hollywood is a district of Los Angeles. This is where most movies and network television shows get produced. The names of the most famous stars are engraved in the city's Walk of Fame. Los Angeles is also the nation's largest manufacturing center. Among the many things produced here are spacecraft parts and aircraft parts. The states of the West provide much of America's fruit, nut, vegetable, and lumber supply. The weather is one reason so many things thrive here. Much of the West has a mild climate all year long. Strolling and surfing are popular coastline activities. Not far from the coastlines are the mountains of the Cascade Range and the Sierra Nevadas, and thick forests that have some of the largest trees in the world. Every western state is bordered by the Pacific Ocean, except for Nevada. The rough, barren land shown in this satellite photo dominates Nevada. It's difficult to work with the land, so the state generates revenue with a glitzy nightlife of casinos and club acts. Hawaii and Alaska are the newest states of America. Hawaii is southwest of the connected states, Alaska northwest. Alaska is America's largest and least populated state. This is the image that so many people have of Alaska. But only a quarter or so of the state lies within the Arctic Circle. Throughout Alaska, wildflowers bloom. Mountains loom large and white. Mount McKinley on the right is the tallest peak in North America. Hawaii is much different. It consists of small tropical islands. The islands are actually the tops of volcanic mountains which rise up from the ocean floor. Most of the volcanoes are inactive, but eruptions occur every few years, usually in uninhabited areas. Volcanoes, forests, cities, seashores. We've tried to cover millions of square miles in a matter of minutes and we've barely begun. What if someone really wants to explore the USA? Suppose he or she spends just 1 minute in each square mile of our country. At that rate, how long would it take that person to see all of America? About 7 years. Regions, on the other hand, help you form an overall view of the country in a reasonable amount of time. Like each row of flowers in a garden, each region brings its own color, its own character, to this vast and vibrant place called the United States of America.